The unsolved murder of Paul Klebnikov is not the only issue straining the U.S. relationship with Russia. This past week, Vice President Dick Cheney described today's Russia in words so harsh, a Russian newspaper called them the beginning of a second Cold War. Mr. Cheney denounced the Russian government, saying it improperly restricts the rights of the Russian people and unfairly limits religion, news media, advocacy groups, and political parties. The vice president accused Russia of using oil and gas to intimidate and blackmail its neighbors, and he said the Kremlin's actions could affect its relations with other countries. For an update on the current state of U.S.-Russia relations, we turn now to Michael McFaul of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
These are tough words from the vice president, and they must have stung even more given the fact that they came in a speech in Lithuania. That's a former Soviet republic, now independent, a member of NATO. Is this strong stance completely out of the blue for the Bush administration?
Yes and no. Yes, in that it is a much more stronger, and I would say accurate, by the way, portrayal of the Russian government. Earlier in the Bush administration's dealings with Russia, they've had a much more conciliatory approach to Mr. Putin in particular. And so this, I think, does mark a new turn in a way that they talk about the Russian regime. No, in that if you look closely, many government officials have been saying the exact same thing that the vice president said for years now. Our ambassador, Sandy Virchow, 4 or 5 years ago, virtually said almost exactly the same words when describing democratic erosion. But in Moscow, they would say, well, these low-level people, they don't really matter. And I think, therefore, the vice president was trying to signal to the Kremlin that this is now a shared way of thinking about Russia within the Bush administration, and they can't make these separations between the low-level diplomats and people like the vice president and his boss, the president.
Well, explain what the vice president was saying when he talked about using oil and gas to blackmail neighbors. You know, we know that the Russians turned off the natural gas pipelines to Ukraine this past New Year. How else is energy used as a policy tool?
Well, the Kremlin has decided that they want to become what they call, quote unquote, an energy superpower. They believe that this is their ticket, this is their leverage into becoming a great power in the international system again. So what does that mean? They're no longer going to allow subsidies to former Soviet countries. Second, they're trying to maintain their monopoly on the oil pipelines throughout the region and to Europe. And that's one of the reasons why Vice President Cheney is in Kazakhstan today to talk about trying to develop alternative new pipelines. And third, they're buying up resources and companies, not only in places like Ukraine, but even in the United Kingdom, even in Britain. They want to control this energy from coming out of Siberia, being shipped, and then the distribution in Europe. And they think that this is a way that they can reestablish themselves as a global superpower.
One of the ancillary issues sort of in the background at the moment is what Iran is planning to do with its nuclear plans. Just today, Russia said it wants changes made in the draft UN resolution demanding that Iran curb its nuclear activities. But doesn't the United States need Russia to get a resolution through the Security Council? And isn't the United States, in some respect, threatening that by saying this?
Maybe. That's a calculation that one has to make, though I would say historically, those kind of linkages have not proven to be true. That is, my interpretation of what Russia is doing on Iran is they're going to do exactly what they think is in Russia's national interest vis-a-vis Iran. They're not going to do anything that grants us favors in terms of our dealing and our preferences vis-a-vis Iran.
What are those interests, by the way? What are Russia's interests in Iran?
Economic. This is a multi-billion dollar set of contracts they have that can grow into much bigger contracts, not only building new power plants. They've built this one in Bushehr, but they hope that that will be the first of many. And second, they want to be the contracting corporation that not only provides enriched fuel for Iran's nuclear power plant in Bushehr and other places, but also then brings back the spent fuel. So very short and simple, it's money. It's not geopolitics.
Michael McFaul is a senior associate of the Carnegie Endowment. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.